Christie, are you the lady that put this together for us?
We're on that one.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me note for the record that as the chair of the last BOE, I would officially like to call this meeting to order for the Board of Equalization of 2013, and note that the first order of business would be electing a chairman for Board of Equalization for 2013.
You have to be sworn in first.
Well, aren't you just strict? As the clerk has correctly pointed out, we all need to be sworn in before we can elect the chairman. If you would like to proceed, Madam Clerk.
Okay, gentlemen. Would you raise your right hands, please? Will you, the members of the County Board of Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, solemnly swear that you will discharge your duties according to law as members of the Taney County Board of Equalization to the best of your ability, so help you God?
I will.
Okay. If you want to start signing, your title is underneath.
Make a motion to nominate Mr. Hausman for chair.
I second.
Any other nominations? Brandon. If we could have the vote by order, Brandon. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. I think Mr. Hausman has it.
I heard the question asked about the vice chair, and how would you say the complication was? Because we do, there is some absence in the long ones. I don't know how many we have this year, but in the ones where we run 30 days or more, we have several absences of different people, and the vice chair takes that position.
We did appoint a vice chair in the past, but what happened was we ended up having both the chairperson and the vice chair absent. So then I had to appoint someone else. So certainly that's up to you, gentlemen, whatever you want to do. But I'll just appoint whoever wants the job if we don't have the chairperson here.
I believe Mr. Jackson would make a fine chair for vice chair. I'll make that motion.
Was that in the form of a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second? Second. All in favor of this additional railroad, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That'd be better show that Jackson didn't vote.
That's right.
Donna, could you give us, I see that what we have in front of us is for this, no, it goes next to two.
It's by date. And this is just basically we're listing the BOE number, the date of the meeting, the time, the individuals, and their property number. So then you have a space there to document the decisions that are made, or if we're going to come back to that, you might want to put any notes down on things that the individuals talk about or the assessor, information the assessor might give you.
Now, I also see that we have next Monday's schedule here. But we have one that's not here that you sent me an email on, which is the 16th.
15th.
16th. Talk to me about that, if you will. The reason is, as you and I were chatting earlier, that's a like full week following our last day. My question is it somebody we might take sooner?
It's very possible. I know the individual is going out of town. Was it out of town or out of country? Out of town. I do know that he does want to have his wife present. I'm guessing so. Maybe she has some comment or something.
Did she go out of town with him?
She is going out of town with him.
Perhaps they'll be together.
So we tried to schedule it around your schedule as well as around their schedule. And that was the first date we had available. As you can see, each day is scheduled to 3:45, but oftentimes we will have multiple properties at 3:45, so we could go much longer.
If it's possible, if the board would agree, I would hope that we could schedule them within the time frame that we've got all the others scheduled, at least on the same day. For a number of reasons, not the least of which is having these two individuals that are representing the public come in for a 15-minute hearing, which kind of blows most of their day. If you would try.
We can do that. You should also be aware of the fact that the assessor sent out two sets of late notices for...
Just the one, I think.
Just one. One set of late notices, and if we happen to hear from those taxpayers, then we would have to allow them to be heard because their notice went out
a week ago.
What was the deadline statutorily for
someone? June 17th. Certainly the board is able to extend that at any time. And you can also extend it for special circumstances, which in this case would be a late notice going out.
Okay. Thank you. For the record, let's note that the assessor and the county clerk are members of this board, and both are present, and that the assessor-elect is present for the hearings as well. Donna, you want to walk us through? And do you all, if members have any questions or thoughts before we start the process?
Do I have any questions? I got a question. On the scheduling that you have down here on Friday, we have a half a day on Friday. Is that right?
About the 5th. Yeah. Well, that's World Mark Club at 3:45. And
on the 5th.
Wrong.
Okay.
11:45. Okay.
I didn't know if it interfered with any of the new board members as far as a four-day weekend, or if it was a possibility of a. Scheduling problem. If we could reschedule on that date, but it didn't. Is that the?
Summit's coming.
Summit's coming in.
I'm looking.
They have not canceled.
July 5th.
I schedule these dates based on the calendar that was provided to me. We discussed it earlier, and so I thought July 5th was available.
I don't know about the rest of appointments, but that last one seems a little late to me.
On the one at 11:45?
On the 5th, 11:45 p.m.
I asked her pointedly how long.
It just seems a little late.
It would take no more than 15 minutes.
And that's a teleconference, so they won't be coming in.
Did you have anything planned around that day, Randy?
No, I planned for after that, though. I mean, after that.
Jeff, I'm mainly interested in two board members with you?
I'm good with Friday.
Okay. All right, then.
Christy will be running the projector for you today, and she'll be presenting all of the evidence to you. I'll be adjusting our book, and...
And what we've done in the past is had the availability of the computers to pull up areas, so forth and so on. I'm assuming since those aren't here, we're just going to do it straight on the board.
She's going to do it all for you.
Okay.
The first taxpayer we're just submitting on the evidence. They were not appearing by teleconference or in person. Which they do have the right to do.
Sure.
We clarified that at our case.
Well, do one of you want to walk us through what the first appeal is? I'm not mistaken.
You want to do it, Christy?
It's Patricia and Jessica Murray. This is the letter. Can you read that?
Not very good.
Structural damage, termites. And as you can see in the picture, also the flooring, living room, dining room, kitchen floor, master bedroom, and bath floor. Also bathtub, roof leaks, kitchen, dining room, living room, bedrooms, flooring to be fixed, master bedroom, living room, small bedroom, kitchen, and dining room. Also have structure house, well house, two small utility houses in back, two carports, back door is boxed in because the door rotted, front hallway door, also kitchen floor. The property was sprayed when bought, windows to be replaced, dining room, and then we do have, this is a mobile home. This is
from the DMV. And then we also have pictures. This is what she paid January 11, 2012. What's the property assessed at? We don't show that here.
See, it's got it assessed at $6,420 res.
And so...
They're requesting $3,040 residential.
So appraised is how much?
Now you're going to answer that.
Let's see, 23,420, is that it?
27,904 is what's on here. And these are the pictures.
27,904 is an assessment on the mobile and the property, is that right, James?
Yeah. I think this has been resolved. Mrs. Murray was assessed at around $34,000 when this appeal started. We sent some guys out and witnessed some of the damage and lowered her value then to $27,904. As per phone call to her last Thursday, I believe, things seemed to be fine at the reduction to the $27,900. We had no way of knowing any inside damages on the mobile home. Is this right across from K there, the one that they've done the remodeling on? No, this is down where you turn in M Highway to the left at Five Seasons Mobile Home Park. Oh, and you go down, and when you make the Y, it's the double wide right in the... But I had Ron had a question. Is this property and the trailer... Is that what it is? Land and trailer, yes.
How much land?
Huh?
How much land?
0.43 acres.
What's... Christy, show us what the value of the property is on for without the, just the land. So it's on a $4,500 for the almost half acre. And the improvements are right, $23,404. Am I reading it right?
That's correct. The 27,904 is what we lowered it to. It was that 35,000 or whatever your 19% is.
James, I got 33,789 is what I had.
That'd be right.
Yeah.
So
we lowered it to 27,900.
Okay. We'll have to check that one then, I guess.
You got to... You've been out there again, James, with that much destruction. You had no way to know the inside, so there would be an opportunity for us to lower that one.
Sure. We just drove out and walked around it and basically lowered the depreciation to 45% good is what we did. And
not knowing what the inside
right.
destruction was.
Right. We didn't get it.
Put them prices back up where I could see what that was. I'd make a recommendation on it. You guys want to wait and vote on these later?
Let's look.
Here we go.
I'm
curious what other buildings are on the property, James?
She said there was, we've got a utility and two carports.
The contract sale price was $16,000.
That land down the trailer or just the trailer?
Now, she showed a, back previous to this, you showed a value of $16,000 for the trailer, if I'm remembering right. And now it's showing $16,000 for the purchase price. But if you roll back the other direction to the deed, title on the trailer, just, there you go. You're right there somewhere it says $16,000, right
purchase
there.
Price.
So... I don't know whether the information has been, if she's got confused in what she's asking versus what she paid or what.
Roll back, what's the date on that?
January 12th.
Huh?
January 12th, 2012. Or January 11th.
But there in January, she's saying she paid $16,000 for the real estate. And she wouldn't be buying the mobile home only on a real estate transaction that I've ever been aware of.
Well, okay, help me out. Did she pay $16,000 for the mobile and the real estate then?
I can't tell from these documents because she says on her title she paid $16,000 for the mobile. Am I reading that right, Jeff? Is that the way you read it?
Yes.
She would have but no reason to put her land in the title.
Yeah, but does everybody know that, though?
I don't know, but it would have saved her a pile of sales tax by knowing
that's
it.
That's right. I guarantee she probably just...
May have. With that contract, the way it reads, this is the first time I've seen the contract.
James, would you take, at least my suggestion would be for you to take another look at this, because if in fact that's what the individual paid for the mobile and the property, then I can't imagine that it appreciated by that much over the course of a year's time. Or am I thinking wrong here? Am I missing something?
Well, we started at the 33 or 4,000 and lowered it to the 20. Seven. I don't care to go look again. You guys say what you want to do with it. I've got an ink pen.
Well, if she gives $16,000 for it, then that's and it includes the trailer and the property. Well, then I think it should be lowered.
Like I say, this is the first time I've seen any contracts, any titles, any
of
that.
Did you look
work.
Into it?
Sure.
Obviously, we're going to weigh heavily to what the assessor tells us on properties that are in front of us. Today.
With that contract there, it almost has to be everything, but that's not what she says on her title.
I'll mark that across there, and I just, you said, so we don't have to go back, I'm just going to make a note of 16, give $16,000 in 2012?
Yes.
For something?
Or something, yeah.
Is that all right with everybody if we have James look into that and bring it back to us?
Yeah.
You've got Maurice L. Prince. He says it's a vacant lot, and he believes he purchased it for $5,000 on April 9th, 2013. He's got rent down, it was a bank purchase. Or he got arm's length, and in parentheses he says bank. He says his opinion of market value as of January 1st would be $6,000.
How difficult would it be for us to set up the computer system through IT that we had last year so we can
do what I'm doing?
Pardon?
So you can do what I'm doing?
Right, so that we can look at the lot, look at the property.
This is a lot out at Hummingbird Hills that overlooks Table Rock Lake.
Chris, you can pull that up for
it's
you.
It's all 265.
What is it assessed at? What's it appraised at?
It's appraised at 56.4. It's appraised with about all the Lakeview lots we have coming around through there all the way to Point Emerald Points and all the way. It's a like subdivision. This is the first lot that's sold in Hummingbird Hills in many, many years. Those lots were bought up, and this one happened to come back as a bank sale. Someone went bad on and I believe Mr. Prince told me that they lived there and purchased the lot as a buffer type thing. Hummingbird Hills has pretty nice view of Table Rock,
mm-hmm.
if I remember right.
There's some nice homes out there too.
This is in line with the other lots that are here. We go.
There we go.
Can you click on a couple of those adjoining lots for us there?
Yeah, I was trying to see. He said there was Table Rock. I was trying
to keep one in it up. So you're seeing Table Rock just to the south there. And it gets bigger as it goes. No, does the lot lay good? I mean, or is it
Well, steep? The backside will be a little steep. All those Hummingbird Hills lots are... They've got
good
location right along the road.
So those properties are all valued. Yeah.
And all the other.
Every single one.
Yep. And across the street where there's no houses.
So that's when you've got on it, $56,421 appraised?
$56,400 is what I'm looking at here.
Okay. I just did the calculation, so based on the assessed valuation. You do the rounding on your one, so that's why.
Can we go back to his evidence that he...
Bought it from Metropolitan Bank.
For five? Huh. For five? 5,000.
Yeah. Personally, gentlemen, it looks to me like all the values along that area for the same size lots are identical.
Do we have any more in Hummingbird Hills, or what is this Red Cedar Point subdivision? Is anybody else?
For BOE.
Not that I know of. Red Cedar Point City crosses over into Stone County. And isn't based out of Stone County. We just never had many sales in there lately of in Hummingbird Hills.
Are you here for BOE?
Yes.
Is there a specific piece of property you're...
151 and 153 Proverbs Court. What's your name? Was that 145, I think? Melody Dixon, D-I-C-K.
Gotcha. Okay. I just thought we might be talking about your property if we're not. Well, you'll be there shortly.
You're fine. Thank you.
So it looks like that's the only one.
You guys heard of Hummingbird Hills last year. I think it was that teardrop-shaped one on the corner that a guy asked for a little bit of relief on, because right down here on the very corner, Christy.
Right,
it's the pie-shaped one, right in the corner there. Right there you go.
That's the one that's lower.
Yeah, that's Mr. Linton came in last year and asked for lowering because of its obsolescence to build on, because he couldn't get his house where he wanted it, and it wasn't really a square rectangular type lot, that he was phased more a little bit by planning and zoning than the other lots. I remember that lot there. And that's, I think you guys made the adjustment to the value on the Linton lot.
Girls, is it too cold here?
It's almost cold.
Hey, he's saying something. It's cold.
I got my coveralls out in the trailer.
It's just not 100.
I guess we don't
know. That's why.
Jeff and I want to know if we get to vote.
It's like going to eat at Shoney's.
Get too many phone calls. What's this one here?
These are comparables that you submitted.
These are comparables for the same area or the same lots?
It was produced by a real estate agent for him. It's a comparative sales analysis data.
Problem is that one's bank owned. Is all of them bank owned?
But you can't, those aren't comparables if you've got a bank owned.
Yeah, they're all bank owned, but he's submitted.
Well, map 13 is nowhere close or anywhere. I don't know where that came from. Red Cedar Points in Stone County.
Much. What do they got? I'm going to make a note here. What they get that down for?
That is Stone County, that 13 map.
I'm going to make a motion to leave it as it is, where it's at, because of the evidence presented, or not presented.
Mr. Prince was expecting a phone call.
Oh, was it a call? Okay. I guess we're calling here. Listen to this.
Before we start, no offense intended, but let's hear that out front and we'll make the calls. Do we have a phone system set up? He was expecting it at what time?
Do you want it next to you, Mr.
House? Was he expecting it at 1:15?
He was expecting it at 1:15.
I withdraw my motion then, for sure.
I don't have numbers on here.
It's right here. I'll read them out. 337.
Do you have a code dial out?
478. 2738.
Where is that at? 337 area code.
Louisiana.
Please enter your account code.
Ron Houseman, Tenney County, Missouri. We're calling you from the Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
I have you on speakerphone, and the entire Board of Equalization is present.
Okay.
And we have been discussing a parcel of property that you have brought to BOE that's at Hummingbird Hills.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to chat about that at this time?
Well, yes, I was, I purchased a lot for $5,000. They were asking six, and there's five other lots that are equal, about the same as what I purchased, and they're all listed for $6,000. And then I sent you some lots that were been purchased in the last year or so in and around the area.
Right. The county clerk has displayed all those for us on the wall.
Okay. Now those lots, one was asking $23,000, sold for $13,000 or $12,000. I'm not sure exactly which one. But all those lots have access, and they include a boat dock and slip that goes with the lot, so it's quite more valuable than I would think it would, than what I have and what I purchased. And of course, it is, it was bank owned, and I'm sure it's distressed property, but still in all, it's not worth the assessed value. And I think y'all will agree with that. Now, those lots that are that sold for $16,000, this is in the Parsons Parkway subdivision. All those lots are acre or more, one's 2 acres, and they also include boat slip and dock. And they were all purchased by the same person.
Help me out. Where's Parsons Parkway?
That is...
Oh, I said Canyon Estates. Okay.
Right. And those lots were all purchased by the same person for $16,000. Yeah. Anyway, then there's some property in Stonebridge Village. There's approximately 20 lots there for sale for $5,000 or less. So, you know, and that's a, and I own property there. In fact, I own 4 properties in Caney County. I don't know if y'all are aware of that or not, but I own 3 properties there, and they're all assessed pretty close to their value. You know, within, I paid less than all of, you know, on every property, I paid less than what it's assessed for, but I'm not gonna argue about $10,000 or $12,000 difference, but I kind of make my appeal for this lot at $5,000. In fact, I put it up for sale for $7,000. Hope I can get it. Y'all have any? Do I have any other recourse?
Well. Currently, we have not voted on this particular parcel of property. The board has not. And we are taking a look at all the lots. All the lots that are beside your parcel, with one small corner lot, are all valued at the same amount of money. And she's clicking through right now. Each one of them is established at that identical amount. James, do you want to address this?
Well, since there were as few sales in Hummingbird Hills as there was, I went to what I would consider like subdivisions, and I would ask the board to give you a sales reference. Turn to page 16 and look at the Emerald Bay, Emerald Point sales.
James, he can't hear you because we don't have a microphone down there. I'm going to put one down on your desk.
I think you're going to move closer, James.
Thought I was kissing that thing now. Mr. Prince, I furnished a sales list of Emerald Point sales to the Board of Equalization, and on page 16, which you don't have that to look at, it lists here in neighborhood 735 approximately, I'm just giving a wild guess here, of 40 sales ranging from $75,200 down to $20,000. The median of these sales runs still around $60,000 out in Emerald Point, and that's the only place I come up to of like values in a subdivision similar with no sales in your subdivision other than this one. So that's where I've determined value as calling your property like to portions of Emerald Point. All of these Emerald Points are not the same, but they have a consideration of the lake versus not view and view, and we can still see tremendous sales out there in that area, and that's...
Yeah, well, Emerald, I can understand Emerald Point. I've been out there, and, you know, that's a totally different animal.
What do they have to offer that yours doesn't have?
Oh, they have lake access. I don't have lake access.
I don't know anywhere on Emerald Point that they have lake access, other than down at the marina. On the north side of the road, when you New Haven, when you go into Emerald Point, it's almost identical to what you've got here. There's no lake access on that side at all. There's about actually seven subdivisions over there. That's the only place I got like properties to consider for this board to consider. Now, if there's an obsolescence on yours, sir, I'd sure like to hear about it, of a culvert drainage, something of that nature. The board has in the past took considerations if there was something that would make your property obsolete to the others.
Well, I can't argue what you're referring to, but my point is the property is only as worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. Doesn't that factor into it, where, you know, maybe they're asking $50,000, but they can't get it?
I have.
Why haven't these lots sold? I mean, if it was such a great deal, I mean, if it was worth $50,000, I would have somebody jump all over it and buy all of it one time. It ain't worth it. And people aren't going to pay that kind of money more. And it's not valued. I mean, the value has got to be a lot less than what it is now. And I'll sell it for $7,000. Anybody over there want to buy it? Hell of a deal.
Do you have water there on it?
Do I have what?
Water? Utility?
Water, yes. Uh-huh. There's a water line that goes through at the curb. But there's not, I mean, not the curb, but the lot line.
Is there a sewer there? Does it have a sewer plant?
There's a sewer plant, yeah. And each lot that's vacant will be assessed $2,500 when they tap into that sewer line. The Ozark Water just made that assessment here last month or month or two ago. Help me out here, please, guys. Help me out because I don't quite get it. Please help me understand why I'm not getting it.
Well, the reason they're not valued at $5,000. As you paid is because it was a bank sale and you have that much utility provided for you. We've got houses sitting across the road from your lot that's valued at, I'm assuming, $200,000 and $300,000, And for me to set them, or 180, 190, whatever, set them on a $5,000 lot would be almost ridiculous in the appraisal world.
If a person has that kind of lot, is it for sale? I mean, is anybody buying it?
I don't know that they're for sale. That's what they're appraised at.
Oh, okay. Well, the appraise and the sale is different. You could ask anything. You could ask the moon for anything you want, but it's getting it is what's the difference. In this time and place in our in this community, the price of real estate is plummeted, and it keeps going down. Until this recession, and all the building and overpricing comes down, and it's got to. Why would somebody jump on this? I mean, it's been for sale since September of last year, and nobody wants it. Nobody sold. They hadn't sold anything. If it was such a valued property, somebody would jump on it. Don't you agree?
That's a possibility.
Mr. Prince?
And then these lots that have sold recently, they're nowhere. Yeah, I mean, they're much bigger than this lot, twice as big, sometimes almost three times as big for $16,000. Again, it's whatever somebody's willing to pay for a property, not what it's valued at. The value is a subjective amount. Selling and property and real estate transactions are not subjective, they're actual. Please help me with my case here.
Mr. Prince?
Yes, sir.
This is Ron Houseman. I just need to tell you that we're going to look at this. We're going to look at this subdivision. We're going to look at a couple of other subdivisions. I'm stating that since we just started because I'm familiar with what will be coming up, and we will talk about them as a whole subdivision. Lots of value today, lots of what the value of what those lots were 3, 4, 5 years ago. If in fact we were to vote to leave this the same, we will send you that information, and we will send you an opportunity to appeal this to the Missouri State Tax Commission, which will in fact hear your case. Again, we will send you all that information. And if in fact we lower this valuation, we're going to send that to you as well, so that you see what this board has done. But we're going to have further discussion about this lot. That's the best I can give you and tell you right now. I don't think that, unless the board speaks otherwise, that we're prepared to come to a decision or conclusion about this lot. And you've presented your case very well. Do you have anything else to say, sir? Hello?
Oh, who, me?
No.
No, did we, I'm sorry.
I'm talking on the phone. That's all right. Did we lose? Doesn't look like it. Hello?
Still counting. You should stick it there.
Mr. Prince? Could you make a note of that and let's call him back after that? Put that number down for me. I'll turn this off. James, I'd like to come back to that and talk about those lot values out there.
The only issue you're going to have is a board. And I mean, it's going to be an issue. If you drop these lots to $5,000 to $10,000, you're going to have to drop the ones with the houses on them to the same amount.
I understand.
And you're going to be so ridiculous on your ratio, you're going to be taking $200,000 houses to $150,000 houses to 100, that we know they're right on money on their market as they are, as they stand.
Well, if the houses are around, what, 180 to...
220, I seen one up there, 221.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is usually, what, you assess the land for about 20% of the total value?
We assess the land from 18 to up to 30% of the value. It's according to what the neighborhood has to offer.
Okay. I mean, that would at least get it down. You went at 18%.
36,000.
That'd be 20%.
But what I'd like to do, and the reason I'm trying to put this off, is to catch up. We're already 30 minutes behind.
Okay.
If we could do that, we'll come back to them. Next is Kent Bridges.
Kent Bridges, this is a teleconference.
Okay.
620-384.
He has a different number.
Okay. Is that it? What I'm looking at up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's this piece of property at?
This is Fall Creek Condominiums.
You got it all in front of you, James? Mr. Bridges?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with Taney County, Missouri. We're with the Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
And you had sent in a request regarding a piece of property of Fall Creek Condos.
Correct.
Let me tell you that currently I have you on speakerphone and the entire Board of Equalization is present. And we are looking at your parcel of property as we speak. Are you ready to address this?
Me or the committee?
No, I'm talking to you. Are you ready to talk about this piece of property and your appeal?
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't you go ahead and start, if you will?
Well, I just, I got the assessment, and if it's gone up like 1,000%, and I understand it was on the condemned list, but what I bought was just a shell. Zero floor covering, zero appliances. It's not livable, and so it hasn't been improved. Now I plan to do that someday, but right now I was told that it was based on like a $36,000 value, which is ridiculous. Even the ones like mine that are fully furnished and ready to go are only selling for about 28 or something like that. So. So I think it needs to be adjusted down considerably.
Yes, thank you. We're not ignoring you. We're looking at.
Yes, I understand.
Information that's on the screen for this property.
And I think I sent a couple of real estate listings for property in similar locations that are actually, complete with all the appliances and things. And I think one was 29 or something like that. So we have something to compare it to.
Right. We're looking at, it says 28 Fall Creek Drive, number 9, fully furnished, two bedroom, same complex. Actually, this is a listing on it, right?
Yes. Well, not mine. It's one very similar one.
Can we pull up what the appraised value is on that piece of property that he sent us, folks?
I think someone told me that you guys had appraised it at about 36, which is way, way high, especially since it's just a shell. There's nothing in it. So.
Right. The appraised value on the piece of property you're talking with us today is $36,745, and the assessed value is considerably.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The assessed value, and I don't have that in front of me, but it's considerably less than that.
Assessed is
$6,980 is the assessed value.
He's requesting.
Right, but it should be based on an appraised value of way less than that.
He's requesting appraised value at $15,000.
Got it.
This is James Strahan, the assessor, Mr. Bridges. I understand your condo went in on the condemned list was that during the flood or something different?
It was during the flood and before the Corps of Engineers did their work.
Okay.
It was all that whole building was condemned.
Right. I've got a note here on my condemned per James Strahan in 2010 as us gathering the information from the city. We didn't actually know it was condemned until we got information from the city.
Right.
The BOE.
I did not own it then. The lady that owned it prior to me, she gutted the thing and sold everything, including the cabinets. I mean, it had absolutely nothing in it. And that's the way I bought it.
So I talked to the BOE, and the BOE changed that actually in 9, basically. I guess that was the 08 flood we're talking or we're referencing. But we put it back on in 2012 as being the condemnation was lifted for that entire set building. So that's
right.
I'm kind of trying to cover that 1,000% increase that you referenced right off the start.
I understand that it should be more than it was, but not 36,000. It's way, way high.
I'm not opposed to this board putting this value in it at about half until he gets it refurbished, and we don't know these things.
You got a specific recommendation for us, sir?
I would recommend the
15,000. Well, I bought it for 10, and I would say, probably it's worth 15 or something right now, but until I do work on it, it's not worth much more than that.
Mr. Bridges, hold on just a second. What's the recommendation of the assessor?
I'd recommend it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to me.
That's all right.
I'd recommend that we put it on for the 15,000 until we see it refurbished.
I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and a second to establish the appraised value of this particular parcel of property numbered 2013-03 at $15,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Sir, you're going to receive notice from this board through the county clerk's office that this appraised value has been set at what your request was put for.
Well, I sure appreciate your help, and one of these days I'll get it fixed up so I can move there.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you for your cooperation. I appreciate it.
Do we have a microphone on?
I'm sorry.
Here's one.
professional month. I got a mic. Hi, I'm Melody Dixon. My husband wasn't able to come with me. This is in reference to 151 and 153 Proverbs Court, which I purchased in January 31st, 2011. It was a foreclosure property. Since then, I've watched the market value of the area and have and also got an appraisal done recently to show that houses or patio homes, it's a duplex, but they're considered patio homes, they're deeded separate. Appraisal values are running about $63,000. In the same subdivision, the appraisal shows that they're going for actually less. A couple came close, a couple way less than what I paid for it. Right now, I think it's appraised at your guys' tax at about $109,000 each side. I'd like to get closer to the appraised value.
Hold on just a second. Is that the appraised 101,655?
Yes.
It was at 109 last year. Could have been, give or take, a few hundred.
Excuse me, Christy, what's the assessed? I'd like to get that on each property. 19,320. Got it.
The appraised is 101,632, and the request is 11,970.
Okay, that's different than the figures we have, Donna. So why are we looking at...
They've changed. The assessors changed them.
What books are you...
We don't get the books until July 1st. Okay. And so we're putting in the values at the time we're setting the appointments.
Okay.
I hadn't gotten the 101 yet. That was... Last year's, I think, was 109 each side.
So right now it is set an appraised value of 101,655, an assessed value of 19,310, correct, according to what I saw on the board. Right there. Okay. Now, help me out. One other technical question. What you're putting on the board is what the assessor's working with. Is that correct?
This is from his Beacon.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And Beacon may or may not be updated. Isn't that correct, James?
Beacon may not be, but we just printed out this morning that it is 19,310.
And what are the appraisals that did you?
I presented the appraisals to you guys. Residential appraisals.
Not that I'm not professional.
Well, and I was sitting back there going, well, that doesn't help me any. I can't see the board from way back there or even up here, so. I had the appraiser actually call you guys, and he asked, all he found was there were four repos in the neighborhood. And he even went as far as to go all the way to Branson to Woodland Hills. If you look at the appraisal, he went all the way back there 2 years ago. And Woodland, by the time they made the adjustments of Woodland Estates, it still comes down to close to $63,000. Woodland Estates also is located in Branson, not here. And if I'm understanding, Woodland Estates, you don't own the property sits on, from what I understood when I looked into that general area to buy.
But
you're
now
talking about on Fall Creek?
Yes.
But now wouldn't that make yours worth more to own the land under it?
That those are bigger units, and it's also in Branson, which brings up the value. And Woodlands have bigger yards, a lot bigger yards, bigger rooms.
Did you buy these at the same time?
Yes, sir.
These you bought them as a unit?
I bought them individual, but at the same time.
Okay. I have, if you open your sales to page 10, you'll see that no sales occurred up there in Oremus that wasn't a bank sale during this time frame.
Is this the property that skirts Birmingham Road? Is that what I'm talking about? Probably
yes.
Close to that. Okay.
Yes. But I do have, and I'm surprised I don't have the sale. I have a friend that bought one from the bank. I think he paid, it was a house. I think he paid $147,000 for a house.
Not on Solomon or anywhere, because those have been listing at 110, and they are homes. Their yards are much bigger. They're not duplexes. This is attached, which lowers the value compared to a home.
Right. I understand that.
Okay.
So that's basically where we went at with the value, and then I guess I need to go on the record and say the state told me, and pretty harshly, that we could not use bank sales in determining value in Taney County. Of course, I argued against that hard, and even made a trip to Jefferson City arguing that, yes, they were the market. But we were slapped around pretty heftily by the state. I even told them at that point that we had many appraisers using nothing but bank sales.
Well, there was no, and I even checked for myself and had my realtor, Eric Houchins, check with me, and the market for those type of homes, even if they're not bank, if they're bank not banked owned, they're still selling for $50,000 to $60,000. I've been watching the market. Like I said, I watched it since I bought it in 2011. I didn't jump on the bandwagon and say, you know, I paid less. I paid $54,750 for mine. But fair market value, from which you're supposed to be assessed, is what you can sell it for in today's market, is what you're supposed to be taxed on. And I cannot put each side on the market for $101,000. Cannot. I could put it on there, but it'll never sell. And I could almost guarantee you it'll never sell at $101,000. I could list them at probably $65,000 and maybe get $62,000 or $63,000 in today's market.
I'd make a recommendation to the board, since these are duplexes and attached, to set each duplex at $65,000.
That's fine.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish each duplex at the 151 and 153, Proverbs Court at $65,000. Discussion?
Is that $65,000 or
$62,000? $65,000. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I'd like to thank you also for your time.
That's both properties then. We've got, you're listed on here twice, so it's the duplex.
It's a duplex, but patio homes. They're deeded separate.
Yeah, so, but what I'm saying is you're listed twice.
To cover each one. Each one according to the directions, I was supposed to fill out double paperwork for everything. Okay.
So that motion is for both BOE?
Yes, both BOE numbers. That's where I was going.
19
okay.
and 20.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Done? Appreciate
it. Was this?
Thank you.
That's okay. Those are your copies, unless you don't want them, and I'll take them and put them in my file. That was a lot of paperwork.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Okay, the next one is
Donald Mitchell.
Yes.
Tina Rhodes.
Yes.
And this property is where? Deer Trail
Mary
Lane.
Woods.
Where is it?
Marion Woods. Block 30.
And if you'll give me the appraised and the assessed.
106,158 is what I have.
106,163 on the screen.
And 20,170 for the assessed.
20,170.
And they're requesting $5,320 assessed.
Okay, Mr. Housman, I'm Don Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, gentlemen?
All right.
Ma'am?
Can we show us a picture of the...
Donna, for tomorrow, would you have the girls make up name plates for these two individuals? We already have?
No, I can stand for a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, thank you very much.
Never looks what so size good, is right? The home there on that? There's all kinds of homes in that cedar wood deal. I was just wondering what size the home was and everything on that.
Well, actually, it's probably about 2,000 square feet if you include it the lower section. It was advertised as 4,400 square feet, which was misrepresented to begin with. The house was purchased at auction, or on auction. And I might say very overpriced. You have a long runway. Can you flip back to that on the PowerPoint, please? On the picture of the lot? Thank you. What you can't see are the depressions or the topographical drainage. Here you have, I think this is a 2012 or 2013 Google shot overhead. You'll see the drainage to the center between 1002 and 1004. 1002 is the corner lot. Water runs down from up above, but you can't see it. But the water runs right down through there. You can see where it comes down and out of that runway. That's actually a hillside. And that goes all the way down into the creek. And it should have been, the drainage should have been done more professionally. In fact, there was no culvert or drainage. And there was no ground compression test done on the properties, either one of them. I pulled the tickets when I first moved in here. And on the Tri-Sons Builders, and Mr. Angelo Rivando, he's not certified to do ground compression tests. And he signed off on the structure, but he wasn't certified to sign off on the ground compression. And the subterranean water that's running is substantially more than what you see on the surface. So now both structures are in peril because you have subsurface water flow. I don't want to drive the price of my insurance up and the cost of my property down, but I'm going to be quite frank. I had OCAC come out, and he already signed up. Mr. Rivando signed off on the property as having been inspected. There was actually no vent going out from the dryer to the exterior of the home. It just got pencil whipped, along with a lot of other things that were structurally on both those properties. But I'm not going to speak for 1002. That's someone else's property. I'll let them speak for themselves. But 1004, my property, has some serious water issues. Not to mention the fact that, and this was built on the 2006 IBC codes, and ICC codes that Merriam-Wood adapted. They hired a third-party building inspector to come out there and inspect it, and all he did was drive around and pencil whip it. You can put that one on the record, because I'm going to be going after Mr. Rivando.
Would you click over to the dimensions of the house?
I don't want to... excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Hold on, Mr. Housen? Just a second. Originally, you had said that the... Okay, I'm trying to look down where it says improvements...
Yes.
It shows base area 1,230 square feet, adjusted area 2,113, which would include any decks or patios, etc.
Yeah, the patio's in peril right now, too. Yeah. The embankment has not been reinforced. It's actually at a slant, probably 5 or 6 degrees now, on both properties for the columns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In other words, the property is falling. You're looking at the patio not standing. You know, poor construction is what it was. They call it affordable construction. I call it shoddy construction. I wouldn't put my name on a piece of property like that. The property, for it to be brought up to $107,000, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I would have to invest as much money as I paid for the property for it to even be worth what, probably $75,000 or $80,000, you know, or $100,000. That property's worth about, I don't know, $65,000, probably the way it's sitting. And that's no exaggeration. And it's built, another thing too, there's more than four lifts of dirt. That's all fill dirt on both those properties. So you have, on fill dirt, you have 6 inches to a lift. There's 5-6 lifts of fill dirt. I would go after the Tri-Sons builders and fire whoever they were and yank their building license if they build in this county. That's just my honest opinion, but the property's worth about $65,000. That's the way it stands right now, and that's without improvements. Now, I got some photographs here if you'd like to look at them. If you'd like me to have some depositions or affidavits taken from some of the neighbors on how fast the property was built, or show you some of the construction, or pull the OCAC records, we can do that if you'd like to reset.
Do you have your photographs with you, sir?
Sure, certainly.
Roger,
could you, camera.
Roger, could you bring the calculator down, please?
Did you do you have any appraisals or other evidence?
I haven't been able to get an appraiser out there because I haven't been able to afford one. But I'm sure we can arrange to have something like that done.
I'm just asking a question. That's just part of our sure. routine.
Water just going through it, it's like a river.
It's not that it can't be corrected, but it was just never done correctly to begin with.
Correct.
And what gets me is it would have been just as easy to have done it right the first time than to have to come back and do it again or do it twice.
Our decks in the back are eroding, falling.
No offense. There should be a four by eight culvert under the road to allow for drainage. There should be a tube, or what they call a, they call them, what do they call them, whistles here? But there should be concrete drainage running between the two properties to the embankment to allow for drainage from up above on the other properties to naturally flow and allow the subsurface and the surface water to drain properly and not threaten the structure of the property.
Is it going into your basement area? When you say it's going through it, it's going through your property, is it going through any of the structure itself?
No, it's running right now. I can assure you it's run under the driveway, the slab. Now, the slab, here's another thing, too. Both driveways are 2 inches thick. I have no way of seeing or knowing if there's any rebar, which you should have at least a number 5 bar running through all the slab on grade. That should all be 3.5 inches by code at minimum, bare minimum. And that's just the way it is. But the slab's 2 inches thick. Now the slab is foundering because of the subsurface water. So it's actually hollow. Within 2 years, it's actually cracked since I've been there. The walkway going to the front of the house has sunk 3 inches in the 3 years since the house was constructed. So that tells me that the subsurface water is causing the concrete to drop an inch a year, or half an inch, 3/4 of an inch a year. So what's that doing to the foundation and the footings? I can't tell you without doing a core test or something like that, or a nuclear test gauge. I'm sure somebody here does soil tests in this city, compression tests. But I'm saying that the foundation of the house is it's like anything else. It's foundation of your faith, the foundation of anything. That's it. It's your foundation. What it's built on. If it's not on a good foundation, it will founder. So the drainage has to be corrected. It's never done correct to begin with. I don't know who was contracted to do that, but it was Marionwood Village's responsibility to see to it. And Mr. Rivando is a third-party building inspector hired by that county, or by that, excuse me, by the city or the village, I'll call it, whatever, to make sure that they did what they were being, you know, that they were doing, not cutting corners.
Can you find anything on
Here's the can, I'm sorry.
That's all right. He's got more information than we do. So.
I would recommend to the board that they lower this, give it a 20% obsolescence for correction type purposes. Be lowering the house to $35 a square foot, but it'd be bringing the value in at $86,851.
Is there some way we could compromise, say, $75?
I've got some sales in the area of homes that, other than the bank sales, you have a bank sale involved here. You actually bought this from a First National Bank.
Auction. The bought it at auction.
We don't know.
Oh, well, I get recommend, gentlemen. I learned something the hard way. Don't ever buy a car, you know, unless you can drive it. And it kind of goes.
Let me see your picture.
I'd like to say something. Our first floor has no wiring for plug-ins.
That's
and has no drywall on the ceiling or the walls. All that shows is fiberglass, R13 at that. So that's not really the square footage that I can use. I can't use that square footage as living space.
I love you to death, sweetheart.
And my backyard's just eroding. And my side yard. Well, my driveway too.
That's possible homicide. Let's test.
Uncover all these microphones before you guys.
Oh yeah, no, take that off the record. Strike that, please. Strike that. Let's see, where am I here? Oh yeah. That's the ceiling. I don't know how well you can see this. Sir, if you thumb through that or hit the other one, you'll see some of the pictures. I've got some in my phone.
Let me ask you a question. She brought up something that I don't know whether James, of course, he from the outside, you can't see inside of the house.
Correct.
But if there's no sheetrock or anything like that on the walls and
no.
stuff, is there?
But it's
are you considering that, James, in your...
Yes, we've looked at this case before.
It's advertised in the listing as 2113 square living space. So, no, it's not.
Yeah,
there's no plug-ins down there. You can't live down there. There's no carpet. There's no walls.
It's bare studs.
It's bare everything.
So
you can't live down there.
You have about 1,000 feet, actually 1,000 feet, 1,050 feet of living space upstairs.
We've got about 950 is what our... insurer said, not almost 950 living foot space. That's all we have. We don't even have plug-ins downstairs.
Watch the picture. How do you get
that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Not your fault.
Just press that.
And I can't see how that would be worth that much.
What did you say, James, on the 80?
$86,851.
I'm going to make a motion for $80,000 if there's no sheetrock or...
There's
no wallboard on the downstairs.
But I'm going to make a motion to set the value at
$80,000. I thought he said 75. We're going down. No, brother, we're going down.
He said 85.
Oh,
he's going down. But there's more wrong with it. They didn't build a return.
Just got a motion for $80,000.
Yes.
If I can get it seconded.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the appraised value of this particular piece of property known as 2013-47 at $80,000. Discussion. Additional discussion?
That's the total.
That would be the appraised value, yes, sir. That would be the building, the lot,
the
everything.
Family.
Thank you,
John. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. think he was trying to do John. Well, you got me wondering how it any words.
John, he's trying to entertain baby.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
I guess the rest of the...
Ma'am, if I were you, I would run.
I would run. I wish I could.
Gentlemen, you have a good day.
You too, sir.
God bless you all.
I wish I could fix it up fast and sell it to the next sucker. You know, J.P. Barnum said there's one sold every minute.
What did you just say?
The next sucker.
Oh, all right.
What do you think I said?
I understand what I thought you said, but it doesn't matter.
Well, you know I don't say those.
Where? I know.
Mr. Townsend, we have several properties for Terry County projects.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
They're all in Venice on the Lakes, and I have varying assessed valuations.
Do I have any individual here that would be representing?
It says in person.
Right there, he said.
There we go. See, if I misheard you, then somebody else misunderstood.
Well, they're going to be right because they were laughing. Well, don't leave my glasses up there.
Are you here for Taney County?
Not Taney County.
Wallace Frank, Maple 345.
Ah, here we go. Sorry.
That's okay.
I was hiding. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rick Pickering, and I'm here representing several entities that we run through a real estate office. And I'm not going to talk as long as I probably normally would. I just had surgery on my throat, so I'll try to keep it short. Over the last few years, I've attempted to come to a resolution on a number of parcels that we have that have been more or less taken over by County Road, and as much as we appreciate the hard work that the Road and Bridge Department has done on these roads, I have continued to be required to pay property taxes on all these parcels that I can't really use and I can't really sell. And I've visited with all the entities trying to remedy this, and this is the Board of Equalization is just kind of a stopgap, so maybe I don't have to pay as high a taxes on it until a true resolution happens. But through the James's suggestion, I've tried to get on the docket with the County Commission, which has been an impossible task to date. I just keep getting visits from Road and Bridge wanting us to resolve it and basically wanting us to give the county the property. However, I don't think that's a fair thing towards us, since we've paid taxes on it all these years. We initially bought the property. Like I said, we appreciate the county road and all the hard work that's going into it. But I'm talking about approximately 34 lots over 8 different parcels. But then if you take into account the setbacks and everything, it probably touches twice that many lots. That one happens to be Smith Road right there. Both parts of Smith Road are completely unusable due to County Road. So I made printouts of all this off the Beacon site, but since y'all are using it, I don't find it necessary to hand them out to you. We pay approximately $20,000 in property taxes through hundreds of parcels a year, and actually this slipped through my fingers for a number of years, and I'm not trying to, you know, backtrack or anything. I'm trying to go forward and say, look, is there something that can be done that we don't have to pay the taxes on these properties since we can't use them and we can't sell them? And if I sell them on eBay to some unsuspecting customer, that would be an unscrupulous act to me. And they come out here and think they're going to have some piece of property, and it's all County Road. So that's why I'm before you today.
Help me a little bit more.
Sure.
First, the comment about trying to come before the County Commission.
Yes, sir. I have come to your office and filled out paperwork on 2 occasions with your secretary or clerk or whoever she is to try to present all of this to the commissioners to say, hey,
something needs to be done about this because I have to continually pay taxes on this and I can't utilize it. However, after my application's to be heard, the head of the road and bridge comes to my office and says that he's been instructed by y'all to resolve this with me.
Okay. This has happened over the course of the last year, year and a
half?
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
If you want me to address that?
Well, no. Well, if you want to. We need to get on to about the business that he's here before us to.
Well, the county commission would have no justified hearing about the taxes on a piece of property until he went before Road and Bridge and tried to get it settled, and then come before the BOE like he's doing now to talk about it, because yeah, the county commission is not going to be sitting up there making a decision on his taxes on his.
Well, my position coming to you, Danny, was not about taxes. It was about, hey, you guys need to own this, or let me do with it as I need to do with it, or change the road or something.
Can you enlighten us a little bit further about, show us here where these lots are?
Well, the Smith Road lots are the least.
Is that a lot right there?
Yes, sir. That belongs to us.
And that's got a county road running through the lot?
That is correct. And the one directly above it, too. Both of those.
Okay.
Smith Road is completely taken up by property that's owned by my companies.
And my guess is either the plat was made after the road was there, or there was some agreement made with the county commission to build a road there?
There was, back when Chuck was presiding commissioner, and Danny and I can't recall who the other gentleman was.
Ron
Hershen. Yes, Mr. Hershen. When they did a whole lot of county road work over in Venice on the lake, taking in a lot of the roads, they just used existing roads. This was a temporary road connecting Honey Lane, which was already a county road, to another road, not necessarily Puckett, but it becomes Peggy to the right. Yes, sir, right there. And so when those roads started to be maintained by the county, they just, and according to Road and Bridge, they just looked at a map and said, well, let's take in this one, and we'll work on these two. And like I said, we're thankful, and the work's been wonderful, but the ownership of a lot of these properties was never addressed. So they just became county roads that I continue to pay taxes on.
So if I'm looking at that road, it's also hitting the top part of it. Is this your lot below where it says Smith?
Yes, sir. That's one lot that she has highlighted. No, sir. That does not belong to us.
But this road is on that lot?
Well, yeah. That'd be an issue with those people also. Quite frankly, the conditions of the roads in Venice on the Lake 7 to 10 years ago were horrendous and. We took what we could get when the offer was made on some of these becoming county roads. The homeowners association that was supposed to maintain them had been disbanded 2 years prior to that being formed. There was the original developer, who's my father-in-law, still collected maintenance fees to maintain those roads, but that's when I'm over on Kimberly Creek. A lot of that's creek bottom, but also a lot of that, the two ends of it, are encroached upon by County Road. The biggest, the worst offender in all of this, excuse me, sir, if you can highlight this one right here, right above it. We pay $170 a year for that parcel in county taxes, and absolutely none of it can be utilized or resold, really. That Ron Stoddard had the transmission shop just to the west of that, in that hillside. But
where was his shop at?
Right here is Ron Stoddard's transmission shop.
Okay, I know where that's at.
And so that whole curve down there is virtually taken up by Kimberly Creek Road, which is county road, and I currently pay $170 a year in taxes on that.
Give me some dimensions on that lot. What I'm wondering is if it had any building value or could have been built upon without it being taken in?
80 by 660 irregular. And it is divided up into lots. If she can click on the map part on the left side, and it'll show you parcel annotation. Yeah, right there. You'll see how they built. Well, that's quite wrong. Maybe parcel dimensions. Or lot number. I'm sorry, lot number. It'll pop up all the lots that are involved there. And according to James, the reason that one was $170 a year as opposed to some of the larger parcels that are much less is because it was considered building lots and residential, and so it was taxed at a higher level. Because this parcel here, which are a whole bunch of 40 by 80 lots, and a bunch of them are encroached upon too, but that whole section is only like $12 a year or something. And like I said,
do you have any, wait just a second before
sure.
we go any further. Do you have any access, if the road wasn't there, do you have any access to those lots?
Not currently.
That's what I mean.
You can see how it's originally platted, the lot right of ways.
That's where I'm going with this,
yeah.
Rick. When we took these in, when Chuck and Ron and I took these in, there was a lot of discussion about it. There was
sure.
a lot of needing for improvement on the roads
sure.
in that area.
Absolutely.
There were other roads that other citizens that need to be served lived on this road.
Yes, sir.
So that's the reason that we, I would like to, I think I'll go back and research through my paperwork in my office there and see if there was any agreement with it. At the time, I believe it was with your father-in-law that we did the negotiating with. So,
I understand there's a lot of talk back and forth about it, and like I said, we've appreciated it. However, in all fairness, either the county's going to own it or we're going to own it, but if we're going to own it and have to continue to pay taxes on it and not be able to do anything with it, that's not equitable to us, in my opinion.
Right.
I've been trying to come to a conclusion.
All I'm saying is I want to go back and look and
sure.
see what the agreement was. And if it was agreement between you all
right.
to do this with us, then it's a totally different circumstance than,
sure.
than what we're talking about here. I see your point clearly, but I also understand that there was a need to develop these lots, and if there was an agreement with the developer on this, well, then that's because there is an easement that lays within each one of those roads.
Correct.
And each one of those roads has probably a 40-foot, I think at that time, is what the only thing that we would take in with a 40-foot easement. And
That's what I meant. There's 34 lots that are directly impacted that have road crossing in them, but if you take into the easement, and you're talking about a whole lot more lots that really can't be sold or utilized for building, or you know, and Road and Bridge comes to me and says, "Well, you just need to donate those to the county." Well, I don't think that's
a
right.
A simpler solution would be replatted. So that's
yeah.
I want to look back and see what our considerations were, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of thought. We drove the roads. I can remember the day we went on the field trip and. With Road and Bridge at that time and drove the roads and the consideration that was taken. And like I said, a replatting of the area might be the simplest solution.
Well, in the meantime, my hands are tied because I buy a tax sale property every year and I have to stay within good standing with Sheila. So if I just say, well, I'm not going to pay those taxes because I can't do anything with it, then I'm hamstrung there. And then like I said, Road and Bridge comes to me because I can't seem to get time in front of the commission saying, well, you know, we can't afford to replat that. We can't afford to pay surveyors, so you just need to give that property to the county. And I'm saying I don't think that's right.
Let me ask.
So, I don't mean to interrupt you. I want to just finish one more thought there. So, Sheila, you know, I tried to pay my taxes last year under protest, but in order to do that on these parcels, I have to have some sort of a before the board time. So, this is kind of an exercise in preparation for me paying taxes next year, or on this current year when they come due in November. So at least I have this as documentation, and when I pay them under protest, because I'm sure we're not going to come to some sort of conclusion between now and then, at least I have this documentation that I've been before y'all. I'm sorry to interrupt,
you
Mr.
You took the right process by coming towards us, but I want to go back. I don't think we can take any action on anything we've done here till we go back and investigate why the roads were taken in and the discussion that took place. We might even have a record of the actual the road meeting that we went on the field when we went on the road trip through there. And there was part of the roads that couldn't be taken in because of the condition they were in. The lots couldn't be accessed because of
still a lot of roads like that.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
so
sir.
Whatever agreement we come up with to take the roads in will play a big part. On all those that you're talking about on there, we can't take any action before this BOE on them until we investigate that and see what kind of agreement was made.
You can make a suggestion on value if that's what keeps them off the tax sale. I'd make a recommendation to this board that we tax many roads in Taney County that's privately owned. We come to some kind of minimum value agreement. There's many roads in Emerald Point. There's roads in the city of Branson that is privately owned that are major streets in connection with businesses. I'd make a recommendation to this board to lower these to a value of $1,060 appraised, which will put out a minimum tax bill of a small amount.
Sure.
And
are you talking about on each piece of property that's before us today?
Each piece of property covers each parcel. Not the whole road as a whole. I'm talking about each parcel, $1,060.
I'm talking about what's in front of us today.
Yeah, on the Taney Como. And then you've got more action the county commission would have to take. I'm putting it here for the Board of Equalization.
Say again, $1,000 what?
$1,060 appraised.
That puts it at $201 a piece. $200, because your system will round it.
$1,060.
So you're talking
divided by or times 19%.
Yeah.
0.19 equals $201, which your taxes is going to be $10 or $12 per lot.
Trying to see, I've got some of those from last year. Seems like some of them are already less than that.
It's going to be.
There, you got one that's less than that, but I would make a recommendation to this board to put them all the same, and that way we don't have the issues.
That'd be $2, right, to tax on?
$201 to tax.
Yeah, but it would be $2.0. Well, your system's going to round it to 200, and then you divide that by 100 equals $2, right?
200 assessed times the levy of $5.
So it's going to be about $10, $9, $10.
Yeah.
I know that one on Smith Road I currently pay $8.59 on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick, I have nothing again. You know that.
Sure, sure.
But the whole thing of it is if I go back and find a contract or the
well, you're not going to find that, I'm quite certain.
What I'm saying is a statement when we went through this, mm-hmm. where we took these roads in, and I find an agreement to cross those lots because you already had it subdivided
sure.
at the time, then there's no way that I'm going to be able to vote for this because I'm going to have to research it, and I'll have
sure.
Chuck to try to rely on to go back in memory on it, and also I'll contact Mr. Hershen because this was a big discussion before we took these. There's 13 of those roads we took in that Venice on the Lake.
I would have thought it would be more than that.
That was at that one time.
Yeah. No, I understand.
But where we're at, like where we're said, at today, you have a number of lots mm-hmm. and it has a road running through them.
Yes, sir.
And I don't see much worth to those, certainly not the way that you have them laid out. And I, for at least one county commissioner, am certainly willing to sit down with you and chat about this mm-hmm. and see if we can find resolution, bearing all things that have to be brought to the table. But I think that what James has proposed is a way to get us through the point where we're at now.
Sure.
It will put equity with all of these different parcels, and that's what you're suggesting, right?
Yes, sir.
It's going to increase one by $1.50, but it's going to lower all the others to around 10 or 11, whatever that amount is.
Yeah.
And I, for one, think that that's a good way to go until we can find resolution that's needed. I appreciate your suggestion. Is there a motion to that effect?
Were you wanting to relook? I mean, were you wanting to decide on this now? Or?
I guess I've already made my statement. I can't. I'm not going to vote on it. You guys can vote on it to settle the issue. I'm not going to vote on it until I find out what I said. I'm not going back on my word of an agreement. It may be that the discussion on that part of it never did come up, that there was other issues talked about.
Sure.
Me, I'm not going to vote on this issue. The other four gentlemen can vote on it if they want to resolve the issue as a recommendation by the assessor. But I hope you understand that, Rick.
I understand.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish each of these parcels known as BOEs number 2013-60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, and 66 at an appraised value of 1060. Discussion. And for the record, I'm going to vote for this motion, and the reason being until we see what else might be out there, which of course might change the direction I go in the future.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Bousman. It's my best option to abstain from the vote and not to vote against it, but to abstain from it.
I agree with you.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Let the record show that Mr. Strahan abstained from voting. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate your time, and thank you for the attention.
My suggestion is, if you're wanting to speak with the county commission, that we do that right away and either contact me or one of the commissioners, and we'll see that they get set up.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Give me just a second, Donna, and I'll catch up here.
Why have I got one Corsa LLC in here? Do you have that? It's not on your records. It's in my folders, and I don't know why it's been.
Sorry, what was it?
Corsa LLC, Venice on the Lake, Lot 28, Block 3. Does it fall in those lots?
Yes, it does. They're just all under the heavy container project.
So I will be asking the board to take a extra motion. I think this is some individual lot that lays in that mess that probably ought to have the same action if you're going to try to reach uniformity on what's
is
happening.
Is that somewhere else in here?
It's not in the... We've discovered that it's in there, but it's not in the appeal process.
Oh, are we set to do those at the end of appointments today? In which case we
this
can do
this is one you're bringing, right, James?
We could bring it. Yeah, I just discovered it here as being next.
Let's do it at that time, if that's all right.
That's fine.
Just only give me just a second here.
3 o'clock call. I don't have a 2:45.
If there's no objection, we'll stand in recess until 3 p.m.